go. Super spiritual strength develops. You can write this in supernaturally. Super spiritual strength develops supernaturally. It's not something that we go get. It's not a book that we read. It is something that God gives. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31 happens to be my life verse, if you will. And he begins with this, Isaiah, to the nation of Israel, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths go tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They'll soar on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They will walk and not become faint. In my notes, I underlined the two words, he gives. Very simple, he gives. Why is that? Because God is the super in the natural. It's not something that I'm gonna develop some sort of a program, not even anything like Charles Atlas's approach to this. I'm not gonna develop a program, but I'm gonna go straight to God, the creator of the universe, and I'm gonna say, God, I am desiring of that strength that you promise. And he says, he gives strength to the weary. And if I'm tracking with a lot of us, I think probably, you know, here we are, it's June 23rd, and maybe we're halfway through the year, and we're wondering, is the sun ever going to come out for more than 2 days in a row? And we're like, oh, I'm all of these things. And here's what I want to say to you this morning. God will give you strength. He desires to give you strength, and it comes straight from him. If you desire to become physically strong, which I think at some point we've probably all, I should work out. I should get in shape. I should do those things. Desire is one thing, and actually doing something is another. Some people desire to have super spiritual strength. You go, man, I was, you know, listen, you got to put yourself in that position. And at some point, God's going to say, I will use you because you're desiring to have super spiritual strength. God can. Here's the question. Does God work outside of the church building? You see, this is like the gymnasium. You're going to go. There's going to be a couple of trainers. They're going to say, hey, lift this way. Hey, you know, hold it that way. Hey, get over here and do this for 10 or 15 and come over here. And so right now what I want everybody to do is get down on the floor and let's do 20 push-ups. Just kidding. That would actually be kind of funny though, wouldn't it? No, it wouldn't. Okay, let's not do that. Okay, but begin. That's what trainers do. They're going to stretch you. They're going to push you so that then when you can walk out, and there's nothing like, you know, you're walking out of the gym and somebody goes, dude, I can tell you've been going to the gym. I can tell you're working out. Why can I tell? Because I see it in you. In the same way, when people come to church, they're like going, this is the place where you get encouraged. This is the place where you get trained. This is where there's somebody that's going to walk along with you and say, okay, now when you walk out from the church building, you're walking out, you're going, hey, you've been to church today. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. So you're going through a time and you're feeling spiritually weak, feeling a little beat up. Okay, two choices. You turtle it or you stand up. What do I mean by turtle? You know what turtles do? when they're kind of, you know, under that, they just withdraw, and their arms and their legs. I don't know if turtles have arms, but they've got these four appendages that come out that look, you know, but they withdraw, their head, their neck withdraws, and it just they turtle it. They're just like, nope, I'm just gonna hold up and I hope it gets better. Too often Christians just kind of do the very same thing rather than standing up, looking to the Lord and his strength and seeking his face. So here's the question, in what ways are you, in what ways do you, in what ways should you be seeking the Lord and his strength? Right now, do you have a situation in your life in which you're saying, Lord, I need you? Right now. You've got to seek his face. You've got to seek his strength. Second thing is this, super spiritual strength demonstrates or is demonstrated by our response. Our responses come down kind of like this. Well, how do you respond in times of difficulty? How do you respond in times of danger? How do you respond when all of a sudden you see something that happens like this instantaneously? Do you run to the car and go, God, give me the strength to lift this thing up? Or do you run away and go, man, something bad just happened over there and I don't want to see it? What God wants to be able to do is in our testing of our spiritual strength is go, okay, I'm going to give you some situations and some circumstances in which you can apply the things. Anybody here can bench press 350 pounds, 400 pounds, 500 pounds? Most people are going to go, nope. Have you ever tried? Nope. No. You ever tried to work through some difficult spiritual things where you're like, oh man, this is really too hard. Have you ever tried to go through those things? No. I just know they're hard. Yeah, they are. Maybe it does feel like fighting a polar bear. Can you imagine that? That's pretty sick. When you think about it, this lady, I mean, you know, you talk about mama bear. Don't rile mama bear up. Well, here's a story where mama bear is bigger than a polar bear. And I could just have these images of mama bear just going, boom, boom, that's my kid. Boom, boom. Right, boom, you know, they're here. You know, go get the gun. Wanna, boom, boom, you know, kids, watch out. Boom, boom, and just wrestling this polar bear. I'm just going at it. I mean, and I'm like going, dude, if that's your wife, you better be nice to her. Take out the trash. Boom. And if she says, kids, go get the gun. How do we respond? Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Two I ams and two I wills. These are the promises of God to be with us in times of danger. I will, I am. Do not fear, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you. God is with us. God will strengthen us. God is with you. He will strengthen you. Psalm chapter 18, verses 32, 34. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle, and my arms can bend a bow of bronze. What is this? This is really the demonstration of life events. It's the demonstration, it's our response of what really begins to happen in life. And when we turn to the Lord, when we look to Him for our strength, we're like saying, okay, God, this is hard, but you're great. God, this is difficult. I don't like it, but God. And so when we do this, we've got to have it in us. So when the time comes, we're able to demonstrate it out. When the day comes, I love that. When the day comes, when the day comes, when, don't ever say if the day comes, because there's always going to be a when God's saying, okay, it's time for you to step up. How do we respond? Moses leading the children of Israel, Exodus chapter 15, verse 2, the Lord is my strength and my song. He's become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. Notice those three words, he has become. That is not this, well, I woke up one day and God just instantly did this, but Moses made decisions along the way in his life in which God, the Lord, the creator of everything else, had become his God. In other words, Moses put God in the place where he naturally belongs. Imagine that, leading 1.2, 1.5 million people on a journey. Dude, you better have a God that's big enough to handle that. And so because of that, he has become my God. And so you don't just get this strength that you're born with, but you develop it. You develop it. And it's continually developing in your life. Several months ago, Allison and I made a conscious decision to cut out a few dietary things in our life. We didn't cut them out all the way. We just kind of, you know, like, yeah, somebody says, oh, PT, I saw you eating part of a donut today. Yep, I did. But it's amazing what happens when you make a conscious decision to begin to go, you know what? I'm going to start doing some right things. That's all. Just going to start doing some right things and change a few things. God's not going to take a wand and wave it over you and all of a sudden you become super spiritually strong. You develop it. And he will give you situations and circumstances in which you can develop it. Remember what Charles Atlas said he used? Just say yes. Natural resistance. In other words, he would say, well, you know, you weigh X amount of pounds, whatever that is. You can use those X amount of pounds as natural resistance against your body, and you can use natural resistance to become stronger. And so, you know, a push-up is an example of natural resistance. If you're into working out and you know what planking is, that's not what you put your salmon on after you grill it. That's a grilling plank. But planking is you using natural resistance for your body to begin to, and so sometimes, you know, you don't have to go buy a membership. You can use natural resistance, and in the same way, natural resistance that happens as a part of life helps us to continue to develop spiritually, which takes me to this last point. Super spiritual strength develops daily. If there's one thing that will rock us off our goal, it is not being consistent. You know that, you know, we're like, man, I'm going to work out. I'm going to get it done. I'm going to do this. You know, January 1st, we make all these promises. January 2nd, we join the gym. January, you know, 9th, we're in the gym. January 16th, we're like, oh, I'll be there next, you know, tomorrow. By January 30th, we're like, oh, yeah, I used to belong to the gym. And by February 1st, we've forgotten all about it. That's kind of what happens. But when we develop spiritual consistency, it's about daily starting and not quitting. Daily starting and not quitting. That's why God gives us events in our daily life in which we can attribute to natural resistance that we can say, this is helping me get strong. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? That's a question mark. Have I not commanded you, God, to Joshua? Have I not commanded you? Then he says this, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Whatever circumstance you're going through, whatever situation, and let's be honest, I know there's some tough stuff going on in our world today. There's some tough stuff going on likely behind the front door of your home. And these words would be the Lord to you. Has he not commanded you? Has he not promised you? Has he not said, be strong and courageous? Don't be afraid. Don't be terrified. Don't be discouraged. For he will go with you wherever you go. Is there a place God cannot go? Boy, there's a lot of people that are living right now hoping he doesn't go there. A lot of people hoping God doesn't go to that place. Is there a thing that God cannot do? So you say, you know, it's hopeless. It's hopeless. He'll never learn, she'll never learn. We'll never get back together again. You can just say all those things, and then I just ask you this very simple, is there something that God cannot do? Just tell me. No. Passage of scripture that I'm sure you know very well. Philippians 4:13, Paul says this, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. It's a great Hallmark card, isn't it? Like, yeah, doesn't that feel good? How many of you guys have ever said that to somebody else? Well, remember, you know, you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. How many of you had it said to you? Everybody. How many of us believe it? Believe it. To the place of saying, yeah, I can. I can. I can. I can. I can. And I can just hear the wheels of that train just going, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. If you have heard this or if you have said this, which at this point is 100% of the people in this room, are you, do you? Very simple. Are you doing it? Let me close with this. While we know life is hard, I'm not here to depress you or to emphasize the fact that life is hard. Okay, great. Life can be difficult, but God is good. Life can be difficult. He promises that, by the way, in this world you're going to have some of that, so don't be surprised. But God is good, and then he says, take heart, I've overcome all of this. So I like to be on the winning side. I'd like to be that person, you know, when you think about the earlier images of the athletes that were up there, wouldn't that be awesome to go, you know what, that's what Christians look like. That's what Christians look like, where they're like going, man, you know what, I want to be that super strong, spiritually buff person that goes, you know what, God can throw some stuff at me and God can help me and together we can conquer something. That's what I want, God. I don't want to be the doughboy Christian, you know, where they, and he tickled and he laughed and he was pudgy. Ephesians says this. Again, Paul reminding us, finally be strong in the Lord. May this be a closing prayer for you. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers, it's against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of the evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God. Buckle up. Put it on. Because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The words that I emphasized last week, there were two of them. The two words that I emphasized were so that. So that. So we go through all of these things. We go through all this teaching, all this training. Not so what, but so that. So that I can learn some things. I can apply them to my life. Hey, you're lifting the wrong way. If you keep lifting that way, you're going to create an injury, and that injury might be really difficult to come back from. So lift this way. Hey, you should get on the treadmill, and you should go like this, and you go for this period of time. I'm not going to run a marathon, but we're just, so that, why so that? So that the trainer says, I'm training you correctly so that you develop strength, develop endurance, you develop some discipline, so that. And that's all so that we Christians can learn the value of being a strong spiritual person. So that. Stand to your feet. One more passage of scripture and then I am done. So that we can live in power and in strength. An abridgment of the passage of scripture that I use to launch this series. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith in increasing measure. For if you do these things, you will never fall. I love that. If you do these things. Which then goes to, if you don't do these things, don't think that you're going to become spiritually strong because you didn't do the things. So we cut out a few things. We add a couple of the right things. Now we're going to work on reaching our goal. I want you to bow your heads right where you are. And consider for a moment the things that God maybe has flashed through your mind right now. What are the circumstances? What are the situations? What car do you need to lift off from a situation? What polar bear do you need to battle? What lawnmower is about ready to sever some limbs? What's going on in your world to the place where you say, God, I need you. Here's my situation. And then be reminded, for if you do these in increasing measure, you will not fall. Lord, I pray right now that there's many people who are handing to you a circumstance, a situation in their life, which will require super spiritual strength that we know only comes from you. Guide us, lead us, help us to be an example of spiritual strength to the world around us. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a phenomenal Sunday.